I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Instagram at Little Empire Podcasts.
You can do it.
On behalf of Alice Sneddon and myself, I would like to say a huge thank you. Shut up, Alice. Shut up. Stop undermining my great pitch, all right? Okay, here we go. Shut up. Stop laughing. Fucking stop laughing. You are pissing me off already. I'm mad. I've got my period. I've still for another week. Another week.
It's like a fucking red sea in your pants.
Okay, hang on. Just be quiet for a second, all right?
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Hey, Alice. I want to talk to you a little bit about our great sponsors over at Karma Cola. Because they're fantastic. And
what you want to say?
I want to say a big thank you for sponsoring this podcast from day one. They are our day ones. You know how people often say, you're my day one. You know?
No.
You're my day one.
Who says that?
It's slang.
Give me a list of people who have said it to you.
People. You can Google it. Check it out on Urban Dictionary. But
okay, well, you're my day 1054.
Well, that's actually quite early on, to be fair. I want to say a huge big thank you to Karma Cola and a big shout out to our fans who actually are going out and trying the product. Edward Carter tweeted me saying that thanks to Bonus of the Heart, I recently tried Karma Cola for the first time. The marketing's working, and it's certainly working because he is from up here in the UK where I am currently residing. So we're going international, baby. We're taking the brand international.
Yeah. So, Karma, you're welcome.
You're welcome, yeah. Karma.
You're welcome.
Obviously available both in New Zealand and the UK. So sometimes I like to sup on a little Karma Cola and hope and look at the moon and hope that Alice Sneddon is in New Zealand looking at the burning hot sun, drinking a little Karma Cola as well. Thank you, Karma Cola, for sponsoring us.
Thanks, Karma.
We started yet? Is this the start
this
of the
is
podcast?
It, baby. Warming up? It's happening. It's happening right now. That's a peek behind the curtain of how you make a bonus after heart. Hi, and welcome along to
You always try and sing the intro, and as if you're quite angry that I'm. You can re-record the intro if you want.
I'm not angry. No, you've got the voice of an angel, and I couldn't be prouder that you voiced our theme song.
Thank you
and
so
truly,
much.
I mean that. That's a sincere compliment.
That's lovely. Sorry, I interrupted you. Go on.
That's all right. I was just going to introduce what we're talking about today, which is hot daddies, hot sitcom daddies.
But also, do we introduce what the show is called?
Oh, yeah, surely it's Bonus of the Heart. And you're listening to...
This is what happens when I hand the reins over to you, Alice.
I know. Loose. I'm loose, baby.
You're too loosey. You seem high. What is going on?
I've just had a chicken Caesar wrap and a coffee, and I'm rearing to go.
You sound it. You bloody sound it.
I'm on holiday. Cool. I'm fucking chilling. Love
well,
it.
Well, you didn't introduce any of our names, so first rule of radio, we probably should say our names. My name's Rose Mayfair.
Going live. Your name going is... out live. Alice Sneddon.
We're not going out live. It is like radio, but it's a podcast, which is pre-recorded.
Send me on
Twitter. Some podcasts. God damn it. But what was I going to say? Oh, if we have any new listeners, thank you for listening.
I hope we do.
Don't start from this episode because this is already a fucking shambles. And this is not a good indication of what kind of podcast hosts we are.
I think it's perfectly representative.
This is obviously a podcast where we talk about... probably the most more inappropriate. Not inappropriate. You know what? no crushes inappropriate. Well, actually, no, some crushes are inappropriate. I'm gonna absolutely crushes. Back down immediately from that.
I'm pleased to see that you self-policed.
As I said it, I knew, and I was like, oh god, and there's a delay because I'm in London, and I was like, I wish I could just take those words back before they reach New Zealand.
I just love that would be like your first statement on your police report. No crushes yeah. inappropriate.
Yeah. First of all, officer, can I just say that no crush is inappropriate. The behaviour in which you exhibit afterwards that is perhaps inappropriate. But
do you
reckon
you could fuck a 16-year-old? Just out of
what?
Interest.
No. No.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Absolutely not.
Me either.
In what circumstance?
No, I don't want to either.
Well, don't you?
No, I don't want to.
To be fair. No, I'm not. That sounds like an ominous start
no, please,
to a case.
Be fair.
To be fair, sometimes, I don't know if you ever find this, but sometimes I'll forget that I'm my age.
Uh-huh.
And I'll like go, damn, what a hot dude. And then he'll be like 17. I'll be like, well, that's illegal. Right?
It's not illegal. It's perfectly legal.
Well, maybe when the thought police come and Trump's America, then perhaps I will get arrested for that.
You've fallen off the deep end. The thought police in Trump's America.
To be fair, he would be anti-thought police.
Oh, he would be. All right, come on. We're talking about sitcom daddies today.
Daddies. Oh, God. Oh, I can't believe you said daddies. Didn't you hassle me for saying using the phrase
yeah,
daddy?
Yeah, I did. What can I say? I'm a flip-flopper.
You are a flip-flopper. All right. Sitcom daddies. Yeah, this was your idea because, I mean, you're really pushing this one. It's quite funny. You get messages of me being like, oh, should we do sitcom dads? Oh, do you have an idea for that? Because I've got ideas for that.
No, it's just because there's one hottie in particular who I wanted to give the time of day because he doesn't often get it, you know?
Ooh.
And so I wanted to give him his dues, his due
lovely.
Respect. But I thought, Rose, yeah. Metaphor, if mm-hmm. you don't mind, maybe we get off with let's start off with a quick fire round of hot or not of sitcom dads.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Great.
Okay, I'll yell them out and you just, if you need clarification to the show or something like that, just like pause me, maybe use a safe word, okay. Use pause, that could be your word, and I'll clarify who they are, and then we'll I'll tell you who they are, and then we'll go unpause, you'll say that, and then we'll go back into doing the hot or not list.
I mean, that was so much explanation for something so simple. Please just start the list.
Just confirm that you understand that the safe word is pause. Okay. Ray Ramone.
You mean Ray? Do you say Ray Barone or Ray Ramone?
I have written down Ray Barone and I said Ray Ramone.
Ray Ramone! This is all too terrible, Saturday.
I didn't get either of the names right.
You're so hard out. Explained the quick fire nature of this quiz. It fucked up the first name.
I have it correctly written down. Okay.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Hold on. Okay, let's restart. Restart.
Okay.
Fuck, I can feel Tim just seething right now.
Just
okay,
get on.
Okay.
Get on with it.
Producer Tim. That's what we're going to call him because this is a hot radio show where everyone gets a character name. Okay.
It is.
Okay, Ray Barone.
Hot.
Eric Camden.
Do
you
no.
need the safe word?
Pause.
Yeah.
What's
it's,
he from?
From Seventh Heaven.
Oh, God, not.
Okay, well, you've got
Did
to
I
unpause
trip me up
first
with that?
Before you can say not.
Unpause, not.
Okay. I actually don't know who this is. Steve Keaton.
Oh, Alex P. Keaton's father in Family Ties. Hot.
Okay. Tight. Dan Connor from The Rosie Show, I think. Was he? No.
What? Where are you getting this? Have you done any research? Are you just fucking reading from a list of people you don't know?
No, I tried to get the ones I knew, but now I've forgotten who he is. Dan Connor from the show with the, I don't want to say it, but with the larger woman and the larger
man.
You
mean John Goodman? You mean John Goodman?
You Jesus need to pause Christ the game if you want to discuss.
You need to fucking run a proper game. I'm not going to be held up on the rules of this stupid game when you don't even know the goddamn round.
Pause. Okay.
Pause this entire feature.
Okay, unpause. We're back in it. George Lopez.
Hot.
Mike Brady.
Hot.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Hot.
Sandy Cohen.
Real hot. Sorry, I take it back about Tim Allen.
Do pause? You?
I take pause, it. Ah, yeah. No, you should not stand by it. Hot. Yeah, Sandy Cohen hot.
You gotta unpause it if you want.
Unpause, pause, unpause.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, hot.
Flanders.
Even hotter.
Paul Hennessy.
What's that from?
You gotta pause the game.
Okay, pause. Jesus Christ.
From Eight Simple Rules.
Oh, well, yes, hot, but RIP as well.
Rose, you have to unpause the game when you want to deliver your...
Fucking hell. Unpause, RIP, John Ritter.
Oh, God, I hope he's listening. I know that this show's playing in heaven. Heaven! Bob Saget.
Hot.
Alan Thicke.
Hot.
Ugh, you're a monster. You're a monster.
Just because
you can't
his
take that back.
His head's
you can't
so
take
square
it back. Don't talk unless you fall as the game.
He's better than Robin.
Wilkins. Oh, God, they're both terrible. God damn it. Hal Wilkinson, or Brian, played by Brian Cranston.
Oh, so hot. He'd do such freaky
hot,
shit in the bedroom.
Fuck,
he's so
he's
hot.
Hot. He's so fucking hot.
God, and
Malcolm Middle, that couple is
so hot.
Shit, they're hot. There's something about them where it's like they're just naturally, they've got a sexual chemistry.
They have such a chemistry. And I mean, opening scene, ep one, S1, Malcolm in the middle. They're shaving each other in the living room, in the kitchen.
That's fucking dope.
I mean, what a sex positive family.
So sick. I feel like they're both the kind of people who would like exercise and then not worry about showering before they like ate each other out. Al Bundy.
Al Bundy, hot.
And Philip Banks from Fresh Prince.
You know what?
I have a strong opinion about this too. He's fucking hot. He's dope, bro.
he's hot. Dope. I mean, when
he's
he tells Will
fatty,
off.
He's a fatty. I'm into it big time.
When he tells Will off. I mean, it's authoritative.
Oh, baby.
And, like, fuck, man. Like, he must be, I mean, he's got, Aunt Viv is a hottie. He must, you know.
Both Aunt Vivs were hotties.
Both Aunt Vivs were hotties, yes. I'd say first Aunt Viv was hotter, but.
Yeah, but I don't want
to
compare
pit
to woman
against woman.
That's your kind of thing.
Okay,
yep.
can I chuck in some crazy ones? Were you going by the BuzzFeed list of 45 greatest TV dads of all time?
No, I was going IMDb. A mixture of lists, actually. I curated mine.
Oh, that's nice. Because I was just going through this one just before the podcast, did a little bit of refreshing. And it's fucking tense because it was written in 2014, and I scrolled to the bottom, and the bottom is Bill Cosby with a gif of him. Oh my God. BuzzFeed is on the hit list.
We've got to make a call though, hot or not.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm just saying, you've got to make a call.
You got to make a call. And you know, at all times it would actually be not. Okay, so here's some interesting ones. Can I do the same to you?
Please. Have you got any rules to your game?
No rules apart from, I mean, I don't want you to pause and unpause.
Okay, well, my safe word's going to be red leather.
Okay, that sounds good. Whatever you need to get through this. Frank Costanza, played by Jerry Stiller.
Oh, hot.
Hot, totally. I agree. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Even when he's talking about his prostate problems, I'm into it.
Yeah. Michael Kyle from My Wife and Kids, played by Damon
Controversially,
Wayans.
Not hot.
Yeah, interestingly, I think not hot only because he's quite a selfish character.
Yeah,
a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Okay, Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Nice brow.
He's so fucking hot. He's so hot. Yeah. Great brow. And just like great character. What a good dad.
A real good dad.
And an even better daddy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dick Van Dyke from Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah, I love a man who can dance.
Dick Van Dyke is so attractive.
Yeah.
I would I'm going to go out on a limb and say I would bang current day Dick Van Dyke. Like 100%.
How old is 100%. Dick Van Dyke?
He's like 80 something, 89 or some shit, something like that. I'll check. Should I check it?
I'm just looking up his age right this second.
Okay.
He's 90 years old.
I would, if it didn't kill him, I would do it.
What about if it killed him, but you knew that that's what he wanted?
I'd do it for him.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
I'd do it. And then I'd sing Hush by Mountain to him as he just drifted off.
Oh, fucking while hell. I was. Oh, Jesus. Imagine him dying while he's inside of you.
Oh, fuck no. Oh, God. Let's move on. Okay. This is a good one. And a real one that I forgot about. And I was like, damn, he's hot. Is Marty Crane, Fraser Crane's father in Fraser.
Oh, yes. You're right. Walking so stick be damned, eh? He's got something.
Walking stick be good. I mean, it enhances his hotness, if anything. Because he always has to sit down on a chair, which I enjoy sitting down on chairs as well. So it'll work for me.
Yeah, I enjoy sitting down also. I'm not a big fan of standing.
No, neither. My legs get sore. Okay, and just a couple more, if I may. Oh, no, you did actually most of the main ones. Oh, Howard Cunningham, Happy Days.
Red Leather.
Yeah?
Who's that?
Happy Days. Ron Howard's dad.
Can't even picture him.
He has an enormous second chin. You could just dive straight into it.
Oh, I thought you just said he has an enormous dick and chin.
Well, he might have enormous dick as well as a big chin, but who am I to say?
Imagine if that was an arc on Happy Days. Like, whether or not he couldn't find any appropriate pants to wear.
Yeah, man. I reckon.
Sorry, I've ruined it. Red Leather, back in the game.
I was actually just thinking about it. Okay, that's good. I think we've got a good cage. I mean, I think we both have a penchant for, oh God, yeah. Jesus, why did I say that? I sound like a fucking 12-year-old doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just got low self-esteem today.
Do you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, I'm sorry
I think I need to eat some Snickers bites.
Don't do that. Don't eat your feelings.
Mate, it's too late. My feelings are a half a pan of Thai red curry, and I ate it all tonight.
Yum.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
Fucking Thai make red curry's tight.
I'll make you some when I visit again to New Zealand.
Thank
which
you.
Which I cannot confirm when that's going to be, so I can't. You know, we can't set a date, but
that's fine. I'll wait. I'm not in no rush.
So,
all right, so should I talk dads. About? Yeah, yes, should I talk about the hottie I want to talk about?
Okay, so it's not any of them on either of our lists.
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I left them off so that I could hit the lister in there. Okay, I'm done.
Also, just before you begin, I feel like we need to bring back the competitive element of this show terms of Snedheads versus Meta fans.
Okay.
I need to shout out my Meta fans, which are very much a dwindling population, according to Twitter. Every tweet I get, every message we get on our Facebook page is always, sorry, Rose, but I'm a Snedhead. And it's bullshit. No one is a Meta. There's no Meta fans out there.
Rose, I'm a Meta fan.
Yeah, but only to mess with me.
Nah, I'm like 49% Matter fan.
See, that's just...
So I'm still dominantly a SNED head. But yeah, well, I've got a huge Matter fan portion. I think you don't listen.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There are Matter fans out there by the fucking the droves, right? It's just okay. The SNED heads are, you know, they're great. I have nothing yet to say about them. They're excellent. Okay. Thank you. Please stay
Go into your, this is for the SNED heads. Go into your pick of the episode.
Don't be sad, Rose.
I'm sad. But that's fine. Go on.
Okay. Fine. Can I get a drum roll?
What? No, never mind. Do you want a drum roll for me?
I don't know. I just wondered if someone would come up with one. That's fine.
I can't drum roll. I'm
That was pretty good. Jim Belushi.
Oh my god.
Yes.
As you said that. Honestly, as you said that, in the same way that Temple Grandin, when she hears something, she just sees pictures of it. I just saw a picture of a hairy back.
Oh, does he have a hairy back? I don't think he does. I think his back's 100%
clean. Jim Belushi has the fucking hairiest back of all time. No, which I'm not saying is bad.
No, I'm not saying that's bad. Neither, we both confirm that hairy backs aren't bad. I mean, they're not great, but they're not bad. They're not disqualifying. Rose, have you ever seen a photo of him with a hairy back? I just think that's quite a strong claim to make.
Okay, well, as you explained without substantiating further, I'm going to Google it.
Okay, Jim Belushi from According to Jim, a classic sitcom based
terrible
on
sitcom.
Loved it. Dad raising some twins and like maybe one son with his wife, and they're like kind of ragtag family. And Jim Belushi has like an olive coloring. He's like balding. He's overweight, but he can do that thing with his stomach where he like rolls it like the sea, like the ocean, like the you know, with like the stomach thing. I don't know what you call that, like a
undulation.
Undulation, yeah. Fuck it, I'm into it because it just shows like kind of like a level of control or something. I don't know. Anyway. He's like a classic sitcom dad in that he's like useless. His wife's really hot, even though he's a bit like overweight and shit. But he's funny. The kids love him. He hates doing the daily activities that require the, you know, that help sustain a household. But we love him anyway because he's funny. He plays with the kids, you know. He teases his wife a little bit and ignores her pleas. Yeah.
Do you find it weird in those shows where the wife is so much more like attractive than the guy?
I don't find it
conventionally.
I'm so used to it, right? Although, and this isn't to disparage her looks at all. She was a fine looking woman, but I think Tim the Tall Man Taylor and his wife very evenly matched.
Oh yeah, I'd say Jill is a beauty and Tim is a good looking man. However, yeah, Heidi and Al, you can forget it.
Are you talking about from Married with Children?
No. From bloody Home Improvement. You know who Al, his the guy he hosts the show with.
Oh, yes.
And Heidi,
right.
The assistant, yeah. And they end up together. Oh. Spoiler alert, if you still at season one Home Improvement, apologies.
Yeah, we'll put a trigger warning at the top of the show.
Please do. Okay, so I also just Googled it. I am so sorry. Jim Belushi has an amazing amount of hair on his chest. His back
clean
is
as a whistle.
As supple
clean
as a
whistle.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
I remember seeing it. It was beautiful. And because I love a hairy chest, like I just think a hairy chest is just like that's the pest of resistance.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Oh man. Okay.
I feel good about that. Also, just to add to the fray, can I get a guess from you about regarding his net worth?
Oh God. $5 million.
No, wrong. 15.
What?
15.
But I don't even know how to quantify it. Like, this is just net worth. Just doesn't mean anything, does it? Like, what does that mean? That doesn't mean the money is in his bank account.
No, it's like his assets and his money and shit.
How do people find that out?
I don't know. Rose, it's the internet. Everything is on there.
Oh, God.
Also, if I can just add just a few stats. 1.80 meters, weight unconfirmed, 3 marriages in his last one still, couple of kiddies, famous
brother. Still married.
Yeah, I mean, it's his third one, but that's nice, though, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just had a couple trial runs. Absolutely fine. And he's been with the third one since 1993.
93.
So, yeah. It's quite a long time. It's 30 years almost. No, it's 23 years.
So can I do mine now? Because I was freaking out because I feel like I did. We already listed all of my potential contenders. But can I throw in an absolute wild card into the ring?
Sure.
All right. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. You sound like you're about to throw up. Sound like a frog or one of those wooden frog instruments you get at preschool. Okay. And stop. Elliot Gould in the sitcom Friends.
Yes. Yes.
Oh God. Okay. Thank you for your wild reaction there. Now onto the Matter fans. I wanted to drop a huge one for them. Elliot Gould is the father of Monica Geller and Ross Geller.
Yes, he is.
And Elliot Gould is a very, he's fucking handsome. He was in Ocean. You might know him from Ocean's 11 as the old guy with the big glasses. I know him as Barbara Streisand's first husband, which is really interesting. They met when they were both in a play together in New York.
That's crazy that they were married.
They were married. God. They had a son together.
Do you know what's mental is that Barbara listens to this podcast. Actually, she's a huge Matter fan. And oh my God. I just want to say to her, that's so kind of her to be tuning in like that.
I'm so happy. And Barbara, I loved your latest album, Duets. I love the fact that you crimped your hair for the cover of it, which is not traditionally at all a fashion or trend in 2016. But you are going to bring it back. So thank you so much.
On a personal note, I want to say about that album, Barbara, I know that you're a fan and that you're listening and stuff, and it's important to be nice to your fans, but doing an album of duets with movie stars is truly an abominable idea.
Carry on. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, well, we've lost her. Fuck you, yeah. Alice.
I'm sorry.
She sent a gift basket every month. She's generous. It was all copies of her own album duets, but still, we could keep the basket. The basket was good.
The basket was great. And I love the bubble wrap.
So Elliot Gould, I think he was a bit of a wild child back in the day. But by the time he was doing Friends, he was, I don't know what marriage he was onto. He's had many wives.
Let's check.
I think actually he's currently unmarried. Hello, Elliot Gould, are you listening? He is twice divorced. So he was married to Barbara Streisand from 1963 to 1971. And was married to Jennifer Bogart twice.
Whoa, they divorced twice. Fuzzy.
They got divorced
twice. That's crazy. Hey, that's weird. You hate this, but I'm sure you're on his Wikipedia as well.
Yes.
But that photo of him is fucking fine.
What do you mean?
Well, I know you hate being like younger people with photos.
Oh, no. I've got another. No, that's absolutely fine. Because, I mean, you can still appreciate him now. Like, it's whether or not you would still, like, I'd still love him now. But, yeah, he's so good looking. Like, go Google image search him. He is like, oh, curly hair, big eyebrows. Oh, beautiful, beautiful mouth. When I talk about the mouths, I think that's where I cross the line. I really should stop doing that.
I
feel like it's totally acceptable to talk about eyes. Like, oh, that guy has beautiful eyes. But when you say, oh, that man has a lovely, like, lovely lips or a lovely mouth, it gets real weird.
Why? Because you're talking about what they would feel like.
On my labia, yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about.
My labia.
I mean, it was a gag. It was a gag, but I mean, I'm still gonna keep saying it.
Yeah, it's yours now forever. Fuck, the pictures of him as a youngin are so tight.
I think it's time to wrap up so Alice can have some alone time. Tim, can you please leave the room? Tim, leave the studio.
That's what this podcast just was from now. It's just a live wank with Alice Snedder.
And at one point every episode we go, Tim, can you maybe go get a cup of tea?
Honestly, maybe just make yourself scarce for a couple minutes. The pictures of a young Jim Belushi by comparison are an absolute travesty. Just like a true nightmare.
Do you think he was better looking than John Belushi? R.I.P. Apologies to put them against each other, but
I mean, to pit them against, absolutely. But I think it's like accepted that John Belushi was like more talented, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But then you kind of never know, really, would you? But no, yeah. He was more talented.
I'm looking at a photo of him now, and he's good. He's good.
I hope if people can take away anything from this podcast, it is who to go Google image search after this, spend a couple of hours, do something else, make dinner, and then have a bloody, it is a huge wank, not directly to the Google image search, but definitely it seeded the idea.
But I can tell them it's not worth it.
Well, not worth it for Jim Belushi, for sure.
Elliot Gould, though, I mean, that's really, what you've found there is like a bit of gold in the rough. A diamond. Or a diamond. I guess the saying is a diamond in the rough.
A little bit of gold in the rough. Gold in the pan. Flash in the pan.
A bit of gold in the rough and a diamond in the pan.
God, fuck, I feel like I got a bit, I think we're getting a bit smutty, eh? Sorry about talking about wanking.
Yeah, you're right. Let's bring it back to something. Elliot Gould, want to know his net worth?
Oh, yeah.
10 mil.
Oh, my God, less than Jim Belushi.
Yeah, isn't that mental?
Oh, you know what it was? He gambled a lot. I heard this on Alec Baldwin's podcast. Yeah, he gambled a lot. He was like a proper vaudevillian child star as well.
Really?
Yeah, he got a job when he was like 12 years old.
Gambling is so weird. Have you ever gambled? Mm. Have we spoken about this before? Maybe we have.
I've only walked through a casino once, and oh no, no, hang on. We gambled together, didn't we?
Oh, we gambled together. Yeah, we did after some comedy
thing. I made money.
That's right, you did. And I didn't.
It was a real rush.
Yeah.
I went to this thing called Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park tonight, and there were like all these games, and the first game I won a toy, and so then I proceeded to waste 10 more pounds on things that I lost immediately.
It was very
depressing, but that's what happens. It's the same as gambling. You get the taste.
You get a little bit of a taste for it and you just fucking go for it.
Anyway, I feel like it's a good place to wrap up.
Bring.
Okay, well, we're so close to finishing, but we do have to take this call because we do have to take any calls that come into the studio. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, caller?
Hi, is this Rose Matafeo?
Yes, it is me speaking.
Hi, yes. I've been listening live on the air. My name's Janet. I'm calling from the Gambling Association of New Zealand regarding what I believe is your problem.
My problem?
Rose, hi, can you hear me? Rose,
yes,
it's Janet.
I can hear you. Sorry,
Janet from Gambling New Zealand.
The connection is quite far. It's far. I'm in London at the moment, so I'm not actually.
Yes,
this call must be costing you a lot.
This is a classic diversion techniques of somebody who's a problem gambler.
I don't have a problem. I, I don't even know how you understand, because this podcast is actually pre-recorded.
Rose, don't be so ridiculous. There's no way out live on the air. I was listening to it in my car before as I was driving.
You don't have
home.
To worry.
No. Rose, please, let me get out. Rose, can you hear me? I heard that story of when you went gambling and you won a small sum of money and you described it as a rush. Rose, that's the beginning of the end. Rose, can you hear me? Rose,
yes,
can you hear me?
Stop saying my name. Stop saying my name. Honestly, to be honest, stop saying my name. Stop saying my name to me.
Rose.
Because it's confronting.
Rose? Yes? Can you hear me?
I can fucking hear. Beep. Fuck that bitch. That was awful.
She was quite a bitch. Full on, yeah.
Who does that?
I don't know. I mean, she's just doing her best. She's out there in the world, isn't she? Doing her best.
Bring.
Oh, sorry. Let me get this.
Bring. Sweet.
Hey, you're on the line with Snids and Meta fans.
Hey, it's Jim.
Jim. Hi, yeah, Jim. Who?
What? You don't remember?
Jim?
Jim Belushi.
Jim
Belushi.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's me.
Wow. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Alice. I was just talking about you.
No, I know. I was listening in live on the rate. Fucking hell.
Oh, thank you. What? Jim, have we lost you?
We're not live. Jim, we're not live. Sorry, it's Rose. This is Rose. We're not live. We don't go out live.
Jim, don't listen to her. I'm so sorry about her. She's all in a huff and a puff and a whiff because of her gambling
problem.
Nah, but
she seems cool and okay. I just wanted to ring and thank you for setting Rose straight about the fact that I have a smooth back.
You are a smooth criminal, my friend. God, I think
you're so
hot. Are you doing the stomach thing right now? Are you undulating?
I'm undulating right now for you.
Rose,
and
do you mind
I'm staring my third wife in the eyes.
Oh, that's fine. She can join in. Rose, can you leave us?
Okay.
Rose? Sorry, Jim. Stay on the line. Rose, can you please leave?
I'm not Well, can Tim leave as well?
No,
what are you going to do?
Stay. I get a phone sick.
Let the boy watch.
Belushi. Beep.
Oh my God. You lost him. You bloody lost him.
I lost him. Yeah, I lost him. All right, let's end it there. Let's wrap it up.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Has run out of coal.
It fucking has. Good to speak to you again, Alice.
Yeah, always
a pleasure. As always.
Yeah.
And,
all the best out there.
A reminder that you can pick up some merchandise.
Please get some merchandise. There's t-shirts, there's jumpers, there's other things.
There's beer stubby holders. Just kidding. That's not a merchandise thing.
LittleEmpirePodcast.com
is where you go. And you can click on our little link to our podcast thing or whatever. I mean, fuck it. You've used the internet. Like, literally, all you need is the URL. I'm
just
not going to
Google
you
it. You'll find it. Things happen that way. Rate us on iTunes if you like us. And if you don't like us, don't rate us on iTunes. Just leave it alone. Just
And please do reach out to
it.
Us on the tweets as well. I'm at @Rose_Matafeo and @AliceSneddon.
Yeah. If you are a Meta fan, make yourself known. Be vocal.
Please do, because, I mean, no. You know what? And asking for it, I'm just going to get more fucking people telling me they're snedheads. I'm asking for this. It's awful. Anyway.
Rose, I'm the biggest Meta fan.
Are you 49% still?
No, I'm 51.
There goes the bloody boiler again. I mention the boiler in every goddamn one of these fucking podcasts.
All right, we'll see you later. Bye!
That's RuPaul's exit. You can't do that. That's copyrighted.
Is it? Goodbye. I've never seen that show. Bye! And thanks to Kamakola for sponsoring this podcast.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try
Walkout Boys?
Ooh, yeah, but the Walkout Boys.
How did we do? Have you seen Sing? What a ridiculous film. I like, go see it just to believe it. It's I don't know what they were thinking, who they made it for, but it exists. Someone made it. Lots of famous people got involved.
I loved it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.